Okay. Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. That include Stacey Monroe, Chris Caruso, and Tim Herron. The members of the commission here today are myself, Gwen Milius, the chair, David Work, the vice chair, Ben Kaiser, Jeff Simpson, David Keltner, and Tad Savinar. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Type 3. For Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to the city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with a Multnomah County recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with a notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. 1. This is the hearing procedure for a Type 3 review. 1. Staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. 2. Applicant will present the report. 3. Public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. 4. Public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. And today, for all of the items on our hearing, I have a 3-minute time limit on those testimonies. 5. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. 6. Public testimony will be closed. 7. If any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 8. After the record is closed to all of the parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 9. After the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, the motion will fail. 10. If the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. So our first item on our agenda today is actually a briefing from BDS Director Paul Scarlett, who I'd like to welcome today. Thanks for coming down, Dr. Scarlett.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction. I'm just here to share a couple minutes with you. First, to of course, make the connection that the role you play is not only appreciative but very valuable. And I personally, on behalf of the Bureau, appreciate that and want to thank you, Gwen, as the chair, and the other commissioners. We came here last year. It seems like time goes so fast, not too long ago. But I do want to point out that Tim keeps me pretty up to date on what's happening with the commission and all the activities. And I can't tell you how much I'm impressed and thankful for the amount of time you're putting in. We're seeing the results of your time because the workload has increased tremendously here at BDS. And a lot of large projects that you're having, well, that comes in front of you as part of the design review process are, of course, we're seeing that work and it's yielding high revenues to the point where we're now able to rehire or increase staffing, which is a good thing compared to 3-4 years ago where we laid off more than half of our staff. So I want to point that out to you that the economy is bouncing back relative to construction activities. We're seeing it in a variety of areas, not just the number of projects, but the valuation, size of projects. Of course, a lot of those in the urban areas where there are these zones come in front of you. And I know, for example, today's agenda will take several hours, and I know that's remarkable in the amount of time you spend reviewing these projects in a voluntary role on behalf of ensuring that the city of Portland is livable and it's beautiful and, of course, economically vibrant. And so, again, thank you for the role you play. I know there are issues that continue to, that are still present relative to split zone, and for example, the compatibility issues in areas where, you know, you've got the residential and commercial, and what do you do there? We're still working internally trying to address those as best as we can. A remarkable, I guess you'd call it a tool that's been in place for 6+ years, the advisory, it's called DAR, it's early Design Commission early design advisory request, excuse me, that comes to you. And I know that's sort of a precursor, or it comes in front of you, and you're able to provide input. And what this has done for us, and I was asking Tim, is really kind of eliminated some of the controversy and the issues surrounding late information. How come after 50% of discussion or submittal, we're now just hearing these issues? Well, this tool and this approach allows the applicant, as well as you and staff, to address a lot of the proposals or issues. And so that's worked out remarkable to the point where we're not hearing as much complaints about things changing late in the process. Sure, it still happens occasionally, but this is a tool that people are taking advantage of. There is a cost, but it's worth the cost from my understanding, and so we're happy about that. I went in front of council last week, just for comparison, to present on the code changes for a historic code amendment project, and that's a code change that's aimed at, of course, streamlining the historic code and relative to minor projects and whatnot, and with that came shorter timeline, a number of exemptions, and reduced costs. We've had discussion, can approach like that or review of the design or projects in the design guideline arena also be amended? And that's a coordination with, of course, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, but not one that we're overlooking. The opportunity is in place. It's a matter of capitalizing on it in a time when there's short budget and number of constraints, but we're not limited on the ideas of trying to improve the process. So pretty much that's, I wanted to, again, just express my appreciation. Thank you for the work you do on behalf of the commission and the city. And of course, Tim and other staff do a remarkable job. I'm so thankful. We have our budget that's been submitted a couple of weeks ago, and it includes planning positions, and so excited about that. The Development Services Center, because that's where we get in most of our work, continues to be quite busy, and we're looking at how we can increase hours of operation there to stay, I guess, keep pace with the growing economy. So again, thank you very much.
Other questions of Paul? I have one quick one. Is there any conversation either coming from council or coming out of your bureau about expansion of design review in the city and kind of considering other neighborhoods for design review?
I have not heard of any. Okay. If there are, and Tim might be able to speak to it, I've not heard of any. If anything, it's looking at the existing design guidelines and see if there is opportunity to revise, streamline,
okay,
but not creating new ones.
Okay, good to know. Great.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks for your comments. Sorry if I'm not tracking this perfectly, but wasn't there a discussion in council regarding parking for apartment infill projects? And is there some discussion within the Bureau of Planning as to some guidelines? Is that correct?
Yes. There was a study to I guess, to gauge the issue of the activities where a number of new apartments are being built without parking, which is essentially taking advantage of the rules that are in place. And so questions around, should that continue? Should there be a ratio? And so that's gone in front of the Planning Sustainable Commission, and it's gone back to council, which is now back to in front of the commission, Planning Sustainable Commission, next Tuesday, March 12th. And there are recommendations. I couldn't cite what they are, but there will be changes to the now non-existent parking requirements along Main Streets in some areas. And so that will go back to council after the 12th. I'm not sure what date that will be.
So and then will that be something that's written into the code, or is it just a recommendation of procedures?
No, it will be a code change.
Okay.
That's and, part of the recommendation.
How long does that generally take?
I don't know the details. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The recommendations are part of a report. Planning and Sustainable Commission gets to recommend to council what those changes
are. So it'll
are.
Be a council action?
Council action. We'll have to decide
just
on...
Just trying to figure out, because we're seeing a lot of that, and so I'm just trying to look ahead and gauge when we might be operating with some different guidance.
Sure. I'm not sure if someone from Plan Sustainability is here, but to answer those specific questions about the timeline, it's approaching.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Thank you very much for coming today,
You're
Paul.
Welcome. Good luck with the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.